It's always a lovely thing to start with a greeting, no? So, hello and greetings for whatever time it is that you're tuning in. I mean, good morning, afternoon, evening, night, whichever it is. We wish that you're having the finest time. And of course, to make that a little better, we bring you conversations. We bring you conversations from those who have decided to follow an idea, take that leap of faith, and then flap their wings furiously hoping to fly. And oh man, that flight of fancy is a great story to listen to. And that is why it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Startup Beat, where we're telling you stories of those who have taken the leap of faith behind their ideas, believed enough in their ideas to get the story going. Yeah, the story for today, of course, is a very interesting one. There's fashion, there's technology, there's sustainability, and there's passion. So fashion and passion become quite intertwined in many ways, does it not? Nitin Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen, here to talk about his fantastic brand Moomaya, and of course, the technology and the thoughts that fuel it. Thank you very much for joining us, Nitin. Tell us a little about Moomaya, how it started. What's the story?
Sure. Thank you, Sarthak, for having me here in the show. Moomaya basically started with a very good thought of the biggest problem into the fast fashion today is overproduction. And but that is where we were coming from. We started this brand, we grew it for some time. However, what we realize is that whatever is sold to the customers, the rest goes back into your warehouse, lying in terms of broken sizes, broken colors. And then brings to a very important question to us that why produce when nobody has asked you to do that? So we wanted to overcome this particular problem into fast fashion, and that's what we did. And that's how we sort of brought in the JIT technology into the fast fashion and blending both of the same at the same time.
It sounds very fascinating. JIT, I believe, stands for just in time. You wanna expand on that a little, what the technology is about, how it works?
So when we had an unsold inventory lying to a warehouse and it wasn't selling, the vicious circle is that you always have to liquidate your old inventory to get the capital out of the business and reinvest it again to showcase something new to the customer every time.
Right.
So we sort of solved this problem into two parts. So the first part being wherein we created an AR/VR technology via which we can showcase multiple prints and designs to the customer.
Ah.
And on the second part, we created an automation in the field of garments manufacturing, wherein we are able to create a particular garment right from scratch to dispatch within 48 hours and dispatch it to the customers.
Oh, wonderful.
And we get it started from the white gray fabric. Mm-hmm. So we sort of have 70 to 80 kind of materials, both in natural as well as polyester fabrics.
Right.
And we are able to cater both of them within our facility itself.
Right.
And within the next 48 hours, we are able to create what's been ordered by the customers, what we have showcased onto the screen. And we create that and ship it to the customers.
Excellent. So if I get it right, basically, if I want to buy myself a shirt, I use augmented reality and virtual reality to see what it looks like, what color I want, what cut I want, which is what I choose on Moomaya. And then within 48 hours, that is ready from point to point. Have I got that right?
No, Sarthak. So this is not a bespoke clothing that we're doing out here. We are doing a commercial clothing wherein the designs are already there onto the platform.
So the designs are there. Okay.
It's already there. We're offering them from extra small to triple XL.
I see.
So from a customer standpoint, probably they do not know whether the product is ready or not.
Sure.
What happens is we do educate them by sending them a card wherein we state that thank you for buying from Moomaya and you helped us save 400 liters of water by purchasing it from our brand.
Sure.
And that is where the sustainability also punch in into fast fashion domain that we are working in.
Sure, absolutely. So now you get it. Where can people find more information about it if they want to log on? Is there a website? Is there anywhere people can find a little more about Moomaya?
So, we have a website that is moomaya.com.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, our brand is available across the marketplaces in India.
Excellent.
So, all the major marketplaces have our brand.
So, tell me, Nitin, why the name Moomaya?
So, it resonates to Moomaya.
Right,
and,
of course.
And it says that something which is not there, but it is believed to be there.
Ah.
And that's what we do in our brand as well. The product is there, what you see, but it's not there. But we will make it there within the next 48 hours and deliver it to you.
The process of creation and Mohmaya, though, after all, is there in our zindagi anyway. Yeah, so that's what you're talking about. Mohmaya, ladies and gentlemen. Mohmaya. Not Mohmaya, but Mohmaya. Fashion, of course, Nitin has got a bad rap about, being the most wasteful of industries, so to speak, because it works on cycles, it works on seasons, so to speak, and redundancy is very, very high. And you decided that you wanted to make this earth a little better, apart from also being a little more fashionable. Yeah, you want to talk to us about the sustainability factor of Mohmaya?
So yeah, when we talk about textiles, it's the second most polluting, or we talk about fashion, is the second most polluting industry in the world after oil.
Absolutely.
And the kind of very essential resource, that is water, that's been wasted for producing the garments in anticipation that this is something which is going to get sold. So it's like you're betting on a particular design that these are the ones will get sold.
Sure.
But 30 to 40% of the garments which are produced globally are not even sold once. So they are either being dumped or they're either being burned out of the system. And the pressure to dilute that particular inventory with every brand is something which is there.
Sure.
And to get their capital out of the business. And that keeps the bottom lines healthy. So I would say we are commercially and we are socially very, very viable by following the JIT technology into the business.
Sure.
And when we talk about the sustainability part, the water that we saved in last year is somewhere around 10.2 million liters of water by not producing in anticipation that this is something which is going to get sold.
Sure.
And it's like four Olympic size water swimming pools is something that we saved last year and many more to come.
It's a good look to carry, I tell you. apart from the sustainability bit, of course, there's also the scalability bit. I mean, as you said, the just-in-time technology actually begins production only once the order is in, so to speak. So does that also put a bit of a limiter to the amount that you can make, and thus maybe it might be a nice idea to talk about the scalability of the business itself and what your ambitions are now?
So, rather, it's on the contrary, it has given us more leverage to offer something new to the customers every time on to the front end. And on the back end, we have our downside protected by ensuring that we do not have an unsold inventory lying into our store, which is not sort of selling. So, the pressure is not there to liquidate that on the first part. Sure. The second part is that we are able to offer new designs every week to the customers. So, our go-to market is quite squeezed in terms of times when we are able to make ourselves live onto the marketplace.
There's also this thing about, right now we're living in a 24/7 world, and it's democratized art, isn't it? No, anyone who can think up a thing will obviously put it on the internet, which is also something that goes for fashion as well, where competition is literally everyone sitting in their bedroom who can stitch a garment and then put it out there. Is that a concern for you as well?
That's a concern for everyone, for that matter, and that is where the product itself is democratized. It's something that it's available all across the markets, all across the people are able to sell those particular garment.
Sure.
And that is where we are saying that let's not bet on the designs that what will sell to the customer. You make it with all your information and the mood boards and the designs what the customers would like.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you should not be investing your capital into the product that this is something which is going to get sold, and lock your capital there and wait.
Won an award as well, Nitin, haven't you? for having the right kind of thoughts and then putting the technology behind it as well. You want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so we were fortunate enough to get an award in SME Emerging India Awards, wherein the textile minister itself has given us, allocated the award in the textile category.
Oh, wonderful. That's... And that's the thing. I mean, if we were to just think a little, there's enough technology out there. Every 6 minutes, we have something new that can help us. But is there enough impetus for people to shift to the just-in-time technology that you're talking about, which is basically that production starts only when the order is placed, so that the inventory shrinks to the extent that fashion eventually can become a little more sustainable and not the second most polluting industry in the world. You're in an industry where cynicism comes as part of the package. No, I mean, people say, ha ha, this is only to make money. How will you make it sustainable, etc. Have you had to face negativity about what you're doing as well?
You know, there are a lot of thoughts and questions about the cost part of it.
Yeah.
That whether you would be able to achieve the cost when you're making one garment at a time.
Hmm.
And as compared to people who are producing in bulk.
Sure.
And that is where we say that we bought in technology and automation to ensure that we're able to create that particular garment within the price point of any other wholesale manufacturer is able to make.
Hmm.
In fact, we are more competitive when it comes to, since we do not have a warehouse.
Sure.
We do not have an unsold inventory which is lying into your stores, and that is basically your root capital which you've invested into.
Sure.
The brand, and you're betting on it. On second thoughts, I would say the whole analogy has come from Toyota.
Mm.
They were the ones who started out in automobiles.
Yeah.
Who started JIT in 1977.
Sure.
And the problem was the same, wherein they used to sell cars, and whatever was not selling, they used to put it at discount, and then people wanted to buy more.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
So they understood that it's a problem. We can't anticipate the sales and then produce it.
Sure.
And they started doing it into JIT model, and which is very, very acknowledged and accepted by all the automobile players today.
Sure.
Across the industry. And that's how the cars are being manufactured today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And picking up the same analogy with our own information and knowledge, we were able to define and achieve just-in-time into our business process. It wasn't a starting point at anywhere.
Hmm.
So we have to solve a lot of problems. How will the color match to what we are showcasing on the screen? How it will not bleed for a longer period of timeline? And at the end of the day, if the customer gets to know the story that while buying from Mumaya, we were able to save 250 to 300 liters of water.
Yeah.
It's a passive pain point that we're solving it to the customer. It's like any other Blue Smart or an EV ride which you do today.
Absolutely.
They tell you that you saved 2 kg of CO2.
It makes the conscience a little lighter.
Correct.
And the pocket a little heavier because you're literally saving the earth. So the price tag to that is pricelessness, of course. But in
fashion, nobody wants to give you a premium for being sustainable.
For sure. Absolutely.
So that's not something which is sinking into the customer that I'll pay a premium for it.
Yeah.
However, it makes you feel much more better of the same price if you're able to contribute in any way.
But there's, of course, the price tag to all of this, which is that very dreaded word called funding. What's the funding scene like?
So, it's a very noble concept into the market. We have been approached by certain investors, and we are looking to other investors as well, and there is a good interest coming in.
Sure.
From the people and looking at the idea, looking at the whole fashion industry from a different perspective.
Hmm.
And somehow doubting us also ki jhoot bol raha hai.
Of course, that will always be there when money is concerned. But fashion is also a very cutthroat, cutting edge, populated industry, so to speak, Nitin. Sometimes do the shoulders droop sometimes because it's a bit of a fight?
It always, there are a lot of brands which are being getting birth every day.
Mm.
and coming into the market. However, what we say is that our clothes don't wait on the shelf. They come to life as soon as you click on it.
Absolutely.
And that's what we are living it for. So
sure.
We don't do stockpiles. We just fire up the machines, and in the next 48 hours, we are able to produce.
And what's the design like? How does the design happen? What's that process?
So my other co-founder, Hema, mm-hmm. she is the design director into the company. And
right.
we are able to create 20,000 prints that's sort of copyright.
Wow.
Within our company itself.
Mm-hmm.
Under every theme possible, be it, Halloween, Christmas, florals, geometry. And that is how we have the luxury to change designs every day and showcase something new to the customer.
So you keep it relevant as well as timeless, whichever it is that's
correct.
Anyway, it's it takes courage to sort of take that leap of faith to become a startup, so to speak. But what's the journey been like? I mean, old father time moves on, which means that this interview must end. But we cannot end without letting you say what you have to say about your experience. So please tell us.
So, you know, we started out with a very small 10 by 10 room, and the journey began by selling trimmings and appliques, jo gota patti hota hai saadi ke andar.
Of course.
And that's how we got started out.
Right.
And we naturally branched out towards fast fashion, did pretty well for a couple of years, got stuck into the inventory part of it, and then pivoted, made a new model of just-in-time. We invested a couple of million dollars and 2 years timelines to achieve JIT and got this copyrighted with Government of India as well.
Right.
And that's how we understood that, you know, once we are able to achieve this particular model, we would be able to change a lot of things into the future of fashion.
Hmm. And how's the journey been so far? Is it encouraging enough to continue?
You said the passion and fashion is going together.
So those fires, both of them are burning quite bright, yeah?
Correct, yes.
The brand called Moomaya, moomaya.com, in case you want to go and check it out, moomaya.com is where you go. And Nitin, for sharing so generously of something which is making you a bit of a first mover and giving us hope that, fashion and the environment can coexist in some way. It's been absolutely wonderful for being so generous with sharing your experience and your knowledge. We'd like to thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarthak, for having me here, letting me explain the importance of fashion and sustainability at one go.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much. I mean, you just log on to the internet and there's everything that you're bombarded with. Sometimes a good idea to know what you're doing. And, of course, Nitin seems to know what he's doing with the just-in-time technology. If you want to know more, the brand is called Moomaya, Moomaya. You can check it out and you can arm yourselves with knowledge and maybe a little bit of fashion. So that was Startup Beat, ladies and gentlemen, where we try to tell you stories of those who've taken the leap of faith, who've believed enough in the idea to walk the talk, so to speak. And if you've got a story, please feel free, get in touch with us. Sarthak from Radio, that's my Instagram ID. Leave me a message and we'll talk to you as well, because what are we but stories? And of course, the finest are told right here on HT Smartcast. So I'm hoping that you'll stay tuned.